This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Okay, so let's just kind of shift just a little bit, and I'm going to start like we have a one-hour show today, though that this is hour two, because there's a lot of things that I want to get to before the end of the show here. Also want to let you know that we are live. If you want to check us out, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. And if you want to call in, we'd love to hear from you. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Okay, so I want to show you something. And if you're listening to us in one of the 160 cities across the country, thank you for making us the number one and number two show out of 65 different show hosts on Genesis Communication Networks. You can check it out even now. GCN Live, there we are. I do want to say that you can call in. Okay, so you can not only call in, but when it comes to the content that I'm playing, if you can't see it, you're going to hear it. And if it doesn't spell out or give you the understanding that you need, I'll do my best to paint that picture for you so you got it. Okay, we always do that here. We complain about, and we rightfully so, we know in over the last year here in the state of Minnesota, and as a matter of fact, it's been going on for some time, people are becoming very aware of geoengineering. The government's acknowledging it. They always have. You just had to dig into it. But now in some states, they're actually outlawing airplanes and the UN spraying chemicals down called chemtrail while they geoengineer, spraying poisons down on the soil and on the people. This is becoming fast known to the people on a worldwide basis. We never gave them that authority, but they're doing it anyways. Again, these are the people trying to tell us that they're looking out for us. Well, they're killing us, and they're trying to kill us. And in many ways, they have killed us. 70 million babies in the womb. These are the people that are trying to tell you that, and they want you to believe they're looking out for you. No, they're not looking out for you. With that said, I'm not going to have anything to do with chemtrails right now or geoengineering right now. But what I want you to understand is it didn't stop there, and I want you to put this up against Amos 4. That's your homework tonight. Read Amos 4. Because when the Lord brings these judgments, he's bringing these judgments, in a sense, heavy chastisements unto judgments to reform yourselves before him. He's doing this to put you in a position to come unto him. And if you can't see that, you can't hear that, that's on you, not on me. It's the Holy Ghost who comes in and convicts of sin, righteousness, and judgment. And it's his will, not your will. You can go ahead and will all that you want to. But the fact of the matter is it's his will in birthing those that he'll birth concerning those that are joint heirs with Christ. But with that, friends, it's not just what they're spraying in the air. The poisons and the chemicals that they're spraying on the people, which is not, isn't that funny how long it was called a conspiracy theory? Now everybody knows that it in fact is a conspiracy, which the Bible talks about over and over, Jeremiah 11:9. That's the history of mankind. They go ahead and say what they want to say until they come and acknowledge that the Lord said it long before it took place. They just didn't want to hear it during that particular time until it was too late. Listen to his warnings, Psalm 19:11. This is what I want you to get. They're also poisoning your water. I'm going to show you a doctor right now. You're going to hear a doctor right now who brings up a Leviticus 11:36. It's about a minute long. And he says, the first thing I want you to do when starting a diet, this is what he wants you to do.
I want you to get out of your diet is tap water. Never, ever, ever, ever again drink water out of the tap. And the reason for this is, look, if you don't, if having a water filtration system is not in the budget, get a Brita water filter that at a minimum gets chlorine and fluoride out of your water. If you have seen the clinical trials, the clinical studies in the last 15 months coming out on fluoride, they are absolutely devastating. They're devastating. Harvard University just launched a study through the Freedom of Information Act. We sued the CDC and the FDA, and we actually got the research that they kept suppressed on water. If you don't believe me, you can go to the National Institute of Health, look up the study yourself. There is zero levels of safe fluoride in human beings. It's a neurotoxin. They find that the higher the fluoride concentration in the water, the lower the IQ in every state where they studied this. So stop drinking tap water. If you need to, just go buy a $6 or $10 Brita water filter. First thing I want
to... Okay, so what did he say? He had to sue who? The CDC. The CDC. The CDC, by the way, was under investigation in 2015 because one of the CEOs of the CDC told Congress they needed to investigate because of the corruption inside of the CDC. Well, go fast forward to 2021. What happened? They attacked us. Did the Congress, did our said representatives investigate? Nope, they went right along with it, and they enforced their unlawful mandates, though they never had the constitutional authority to do so. He had to sue, they said they had to sue the CDC again because they were lying about the levels of fluoride and contaminants that are in our water today. I need to stop real quick. Now, I just want to say on social media platform, I just looked down. This is what bothers me. And I'm looking at Porter Boy. Can I ask you something? Is that what I said? 1-866-582. This is what people do, friends. They come over, they poison the well without putting into context what I said. 1-866-582-9933. Call me, Porter Boy, and I'm going to ask you the question, is that what I said? I want you to answer me on the air. Is that what Bradley said? Is this God's will to be doing this? No, it's not God's will. It's your disobedience that's bringing this on, because if it was God's will, he would have just rained down what? Brimstone and fire. Is that what he did? No, judgments are upon the people in this country because they don't keep his commandments. If the church would keep the commandments, the bad guys would be afraid to violate law. Why? That's what teaches them the fear of God. That's what I said. So don't put words into my mouth as if to suggest that's what I said. 1-866-582-9933. Let's go to the next point. What about the food? This is just one topic. This popped up again today. And I want to go ahead and throw this out there for you. This is just chicken sandwiches. So it's not just the air. You all know they're doing it in the air. You all know they're doing it in the water. Anybody that's paying attention has known this for decades in this country, okay? What about the food? Hey, folks, I heard a lady say to me the other day, I did an event here in Minnesota. She said to me, she goes, well, you know how they're getting us? She said, our food. Yeah, I said outside of the air and outside of the water. Yeah, but I said we're doing this to ourselves, because what we have been accustomed to and we have been taught to do is to succumb to our abusers. Does the government have a right to spray chemicals down on the people? No. Why are they doing it? Because the people let them. Does the government have a right to contaminate water with fluoride and other contaminants? No. Why did they do it? Because 329.5 million people allow them to do it. Okay, now what about food? Did you hear about this one? If you haven't, you're going to enjoy it, because this is just chicken sandwiches.
You know, in the hood, there was this argument, Popeyes versus Chick-fil-A.
You know, I'm going to go ahead and hold over. I didn't know I was up against a hard break right now. We're going to take a quick break, a hard break. We'll be right back on the other side. I'm going to go to food now, and I'm just going to go to chicken sandwiches, and I'm going to show you how 329.5 million people are allowing these big corporation and unconstitutional agencies within the government to go ahead and abuse them at will. Is that God's will? No. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic Special Menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research, and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base, visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I just wanted to say, you know, again, it's not just what they're spraying in the air because the people tolerate it. I'm not saying it's just what's in the water because the people tolerate it. I'm not saying it's just what's in the food. The people tolerate it. That's why it's happening. That's why you're under judgment. God's bringing judgment because of the evil that you allow. That's scripture, Numbers 32:23. Your sin is finding you out. That's why this is going on. I just asked you during the last segment, does the government have a right to spray poisonous chemicals down on the people? No. Why are they doing it? You're the government. Does the government have a right to contaminate the water and put fluoride in the water to keep you dummied down and to poison your water, your drinking water? No. Why are they doing it? Because you're letting them do it. You're letting them do it. There's 329.5 million people. You're putting up with the crimes of less than 1.7% of the people. That's what you're doing. The government doesn't have a right to do it. Then you need to ask yourself the question, why are they doing it? Because you're letting them do it. Let's go over to food really quick. Does the government have a right to poison your food? Nope. Nope. Not at all. Why are they doing it? Because the people are allowing them to do it. They're literally, no pun intended, they're eating it up.
Everybody was going back and forth, and people, you seen people at Popeye's, man got shot. Man shot somebody because they didn't have no more chicken sandwiches left. I said, this ain't no regular chicken sandwiches. So I went and looked up Popeye's chicken sandwich. Come to find out, they have over 40 ingredients in the Popeye's chicken sandwich. 32 of them were man-made chemicals. And I said, well, let's see what Chick-fil-A has. Over 50 chemicals in the chicken sandwich. Over 40 of them were man-made chemicals. I said, so hell, this is a dope sandwich. So they really are flipping birds over there. Because there's no way in the world to justify. So whenever I seen that, I said it in a message. And someone...
Look at how they ran for cover.
And then went on. on the website of Chick-fil-A had it broke down where they were clicking on it, showing all of the ingredients and these chemicals that were in it. Do you know the next day Chick-fil-A took that down off their website? So now you can't find.
And Chick-fil-A sells itself as being a Christian company. Isn't that crazy? Wow. Wow. Speaking of that, did you know that a lot of food that we get in this country is illegal in other countries? Why? Because they're smarter than we are. Hey, Americans, I know that you think you're all that in a bag of chip. I love you enough to tell you you're not. At one time, you were. I remember a true story of a car manufacturer. And he was in court. And they said back in the 20s, What are we going to end up having the Japanese make our car parts? And everybody in the courthouse began to laugh at them. Why? Because we were head and shoulders above the rest of the world when it came to our technology and innovation. Okay? And it's absolutely embarrassing as to where we're at today. And why is it? Because we have become demoralized. We have allowed the mainstream media to bait us. We've allowed the government to tell the mainstream media to go ahead and do whatever they want to do because the Supreme Court said it was free speech. I mean, it goes all the way back to what we tolerate in this country. It's called taking responsibility. I was just highlighting the fact that in many cases, our food here that's sold to us as a norm, it's illegal in other countries. Do you know that? Like, for example, some of the Coca-Cola ingredients. What we drink here, if you drink Coke, if you drink pop, it's interesting in other countries, they can't sell that there. Why? Because there's ingredients in that pop that's killing people. It's giving people heart disease. I mean, we just listened to a guy a moment ago talk about how there's over 30 man-made chemicals in Popeye's chicken sandwich. And then he talks about Chick-fil-A's chicken sandwich had over 50 chemicals in it. Did they tell you that? Nope. Did they have a right to do it? Put chemicals in it? Nope. But the government said, you know what? The FDA comes in and says, you know what? That's okay. How much did you say you were going to give me under the table? You know that's what's going on. And it is going on. And then we have Monsanto and we have other corporations and companies that are attacking anybody that stands up against them. What happens when you allow their cruelties to swell our ranks and we all stand up and say, you're done now? We're going to hold you accountable for your crimes against humanity. That's what they're scared to death that you're going to figure out. That's right. Okay. So, by the way, kind of moving into another point, but speaking of Coca-Cola, did you know, I just found this out today, and it didn't surprise me. The mainstream media wants you to believe that we're at war with Russia. We're at war with China. Well, during the beginning of the week, I highlighted a video of Putin talking at the WEF. He's from Russia. Okay? He's buddy-buddy with Klaus Schwab. Just so you know. Just like Donald Trump is. And guess who else was speaking at the WEF? The head of the Chinese government. So they're all buddy buddies, and they're selling to us as a people that they're at war with each other. No, they're not. They're all calling for the same global order. That was important for you to know. Okay? Because it's like anything else. Going back to the point of talking about the food, I just told you, this man just told you he was talking about the chemicals in Popeye chicken sandwiches and Chick-fil-A chicken sandwiches. Did you know that as they were having chicken war sandwiches, did you know that they were both subsidiaries of the same company that owned both of them? So, in other words, they're controlling every facet of your air, your water, your food, your speech. That's what they're trying to shut down now. But do you understand how these corporations are working together simultaneously, hand in glove, in an alliance to basically tighten the noose on anybody that dare stand up against anything that they're doing, which is illegal? It's called a fascist state. Now, I'm saying that for the same purpose of talking points. Did you know that Coca-Cola was recently called out. This was on February 23rd. This was just last week, a week and a half ago. Did you know that Coca-Cola is being slammed for diversity training that urged workers? This is aimed at you, white people. Isn't it interesting that you're the problem today in America? They want you to believe that. Is it true? Absolutely not. As a matter of fact, it's white corporations and the CEOs that are driving this narrative. It's just to create warfare amongst us, the peasants. Did you know that Coca-Cola is trying to get their employees to be less white, to be less oppressive? I'm not making this up. Here it is right here. New York Post. To be less certain. See, they're creating, what are they creating? Mindless gnomes is what they're doing. They don't want you to think for yourself. They want you to believe that whatever the media says, they're speaking for you. That's why I say at the beginning of the show, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. But Coca-Cola and corporations today want you to be less defensive. They want you to be less ignorant. Now, they're playing a wordplay there, right? They're using the truth against, the lie against the truth. This is what communists do. They want you to be more humble. They want you white people to listen. They want you to believe whatever they tell you. This is what it says. They want you to break with apathy. They want to break. They want you to break with white solidarity. In other words, be ashamed of who you are. Absolutely not. And any black man knows the same response as to the one that I just gave. Absolutely not. This is how the Lord created me. I'm not ashamed. Nope. Whatever kind of guilt and condemnation you want to throw me on me as a reproach, it's going to fall right back on you because I'm not taking it. The only people playing these games are those that are going along to just keep their jobs, as they say. Now, hey, folks, when are you going to come to the realization concerning all of you that continuously hide behind the fact that you just want to keep your job? What happens when you all come together and tell the boss, if you keep pushing your nonsense, your unlawful narratives on us by force, we're done working for you? Has anybody thought that through? Nope, they haven't. What happens when they don't have employees to go ahead and try to dictate anymore? Then their company goes under. Is that what they want? Absolutely not. Americans need to begin to think and to come together and begin to work against corporate America because it's unlawful. We see the judges. I'm sorry. We see the injustices not giving us justice because they're all a part of this alliance. What they're doing is they're attacking all of us until they have nothing left. Again, this is what communists do. What do they do when there's nothing left? Well, there's nothing left. They sink with the nothing left, right? And they're the ones that created it. They like to destroy and then they want to rule over ashes. Folks, this is how stupid they are. And you're just as ignorant if you go along with this. Read Hosea 4:6. We're going to come right back. We're going to get to the main topic. We're at the half hour of hour two. And we are going to get to it. And I want you to see exactly what Donald Trump, the father of vaccine, had to say. It's incredible.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update.
I got my usual warm reception from Congressman Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Fresh off the State of the Union, President Biden in Philadelphia Friday.
Folks, Our freedoms really are in the ballot this November. Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans are trying to take away our freedoms. That's not an exaggeration. Well, guess what? We will not let him.
Former President Trump taking to his social media platform, Truth Social, to weigh in on Biden's State of the Union address.
Joe Biden is on the run from his record and lying like crazy to try and escape accountability for the horrific devastation he and his party have created. All the while, they continue the very policies that are causing this horror show to go. We cannot take it any longer as a country.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, before we go on here, I do want you to go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. I want you to look at this store. This is, we just got done writing three books. I'm waiting for my third book to be proofread again, grammatically for the, you know, so on and so forth. That one's out. I've got four books written, actually five of them, but we got two brand new ones available. The first one is called All the Prophets Were Pointing to the Front. The other one's called Soldier of the Cross, in that order. And the new one that's supposed to be coming out, hopefully, and I've been saying this for a while, hopefully it's going to be out soon enough, friends. It's called The Children of the Apostate. You'll understand that the American church is not the Church of Jesus Christ, and we merely need to get back to who he is and meet him on his terms to understand. And when we do that, you'll understand exactly why I called it The Children of the Apostate. Now, let's go fast forward here. We had some friends. I like to jump in the conversation every once in a while because this is my family, and I'm talking about my live chat family, and I appreciate every one of them. They were talking about how they didn't drink pop, and I don't want to say any names, but I'll say in part, Jeep hasn't drank pop in like 50 years. It's like fantastic. It's fantastic. Well, it's a lot different now today than it was before, especially with all the chemicals they have in the pop today. Matter of fact, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but Coca-Cola, originally, people were drawn to Coca-Cola when it first came out because they had cocaine in Coca-Cola. That's how it all derived. And obviously, they had to get rid of that, but then what they did is replace cocaine with caffeine. And now look at all the chemicals that they have in there. They have corn syrup, which is giving people heart disease, and tons of other chemicals. So you got to be really careful of all that nonsense, and especially knowing who they are today, right? And what it is that they may be putting in their pop. We don't want anything to do with that. But somebody said, my friend said, I haven't drank pop in 50 years. Good for you, number one. If you notice what's going on, you see a lot of people that are overweight in America. I'm not being funny. It's true, isn't it? Yeah, it's because of what they eat. And the first thing I thought of was this. If you look at the picture from Fort Lauderdale from the 1970s, I have other pictures. I've seen other pictures. You can't find people that were overweight. You just can't find them. You can even go back to the 1950s, friends, and you're not going to find them. And, of course, we want to go the other direction, going from the 50s to today. But you just can't find fat. Oh, you know what? Here, I got a guy right here. It's a Florida 1976. He seems to be an exception to the rule, but he seems like an older man. So we'll give him the benefit of the doubt, okay? But you can't see anybody that's overweight. It's what's in the food. It's definitely what's in the food. And that's why Bill Gates is trying to control the food. That's why he is trying to engineer all of that which we eat. That criminal needs to be hung publicly. No joke. I could care less what anybody has to say about that. Yesterday, as a matter of fact, we had John Schneider, Bo Duke from Dukes of Hazzard on. And he had called for the hanging of Joe Biden for treason. And so I wanted to get him on the show and ask him the question, is that what you said, John? He said, that's not what I... He goes, I called for no violence. It's what the mainstream media put into his mouth. It's how they wanted to sell John Schneider to the rest of us, that he's calling for the hanging of Joe Biden. Well, what's crazy about it is the majority of the people are calling for the hanging of Joe Biden. Why? Because that's the consequence of treason, is death. I pulled up the law yesterday. Treason, the consequence for treason is death. But he said, I called for no acts of violence. He said, but he must be held accountable for his crime of treason. Well, that is the consequence, according to federal law. You know what the Secret Service did? They came in and said, you know, we must take serious all threats that are basically hurled, listen to this, at our protectees. They were the Secret Service, who's paid by the Treasury. They don't work for the people. They're there to keep the president in line, right? They said they take all threats, in this case against Joe Biden, seriously, and they called him our protectee. These idiots think that we're idiots. If it was about anybody threatening America in our freedom, you would think that the Secret Service would have dealt with Joe Biden a long time ago, along with the FBI, which is an unconstitutional agency, along with the ATF. Maybe they should be breaking into their homes rather than in innocent people's homes that are looking for the rule of law to be put back in place in this country. Point made. Point made. Let's get to it. Got a short amount of time. You know what? Maybe I should do this because a lot of people have never heard this before, and you're going to want to hear this, and I want you to see this right now because it is the main topic of the show. And what we're talking about right now is, despite the truth of the matter, the father of the vaccine, Donald Trump, says the pandemic no longer controls our lives. Well, how many out there can say with a whole heart, the pandemic never controlled me anyways? I didn't let it control me. You know, that's one of the things that bothers me about people is when they say, you know what, look at these people and they're controlling us. No, they're not controlling you. They're controlling you if you let them control you. Hey, folks, wherever they were pushing their nonsense and their unlawful rule over the lives of the rest of us, I just went the other way. I just didn't give them business. We got kicked off of Delta because we didn't go along with their little social injustice warriors that wanted to tell us what we better do or else what, right? I want you to listen to this. You're going to appreciate this. And don't forget this. This same government that has been telling us about all of these crises, all these new crises, that's the pill in the jam. They're looking to profit for something from something that they created. Now, let me give you a little history here. In the 1960s, we had Vietnam. Who brought us that? Well, Johnson. 2 days after Kennedy was assassinated, Johnson knew that, by the way. He had it's been written in a book. There's audio. We played the video by several people that were closest to Johnson that said he knew that within 2 weeks that SOB, Kennedy, was never going to embarrass him again. So he was a part of the assassination. His mistress told us that, so we can quit acting like we don't know who's responsible for that, because anybody paying attention already understands it was your government that did that. That's why they're still covering it up today in 2024. Okay, so in 1960s, Kennedy was pulling the troops out of Vietnam, and Johnson reversed the order 2 days after he was assassinated. Okay, we had the energy crisis in the 1970s. This all comes to you by what you tolerate in corruption within the walls of government. We had AIDS, the war in Lebanon, Grenada, Libya in the 1980s, the war in Panama, all brought to you by the government, Gulf War, Somalia Civil War, Bosnia War, illegal drug wars, and in the 1990s, that was that. And then in the 2000s, the Afghan War, the Iraq War, the Syrian War, all brought to you by corruption in government that the American people have failed to deal with. Remember Y2K was going to destroy us all? And remember all the idiots that were going along with that? Yep, the Y2K was going to destroy everything. Remember that? Well, that was all brought to you by your government and the mainstream media. The Mockingbird CIA-controlled narrative that's owned by six corporations worldwide that is doing their best to take all 100% of the narrative, while in fact they have 94% of it right now. And yet 94, isn't it interesting, 94% of the people don't believe the media, yet that's the numbers that we're told by them that they have control of. Hey friends, if they censor you, if they suppress you, go get a billboard. Go get a couple billboards. Matter of fact, when they come at you one way, go back at them 10 times. Get in the papers. Get out to the people. See, because what they're doing is they're creating people that have nothing to lose, and that's an enemy they don't want. Okay? Ooh, I just imagine how many political prisoners are in jail right now that are being raised up by the Lord right now to deal with the corruption that we're talking about, because they know the injustice of the system that you fail to deal with. I can't talk to anybody else but the American people. These are my brothers and sisters, and I'm obligated and commanded by God to tell you the truth, okay? In 2001, it was anthrax that was going to kill us. 2002, West Nile virus was going to kill us. Do you remember this? This is all by your government. 2003, SARS is going to kill us. We better blindly follow behind them, right, say they? Nope. 2005, bird flu is going to kill us. 2006, E. coli was going to kill us. 2008, financial collapse was going to destroy us. In 2009, what did we have? The swine flu was going to murder. It was going to kill all of us, man. We better get behind the government. We better line up and get our shots from the CDC and the likes of Bill Gates, who wants to go ahead and eradicate a percentage of the world in the billions, as a matter of fact. Is that what he did? That's exactly what he did. In 2012, the Mayan calendar predicts the end of the world. 2013, North Korea was going to cause World War III. 2014, the Ebola virus was going to kill us. 2015, ISIS was going to kill us, right? They'll bring ISIS back whenever they need them. I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but this is a creation of the CIA. See, they got to create all these monsters to destabilize the world. And they never get a hold of them. They never can find them. And, oh, just out of nowhere, here they come again. 2016, Zika virus was going to kill us. 2020, the coronavirus was going to kill us. General Douglas MacArthur said of the United States government back in 1957, our government has kept us in a perpetual state of fear, has kept us in a continuous stampede of patriotic fervor with the cry of grave national emergency. Always there has been some terrible evil at home or some monstrous foreign power that was going to gobble us up if we didn't blindly rally behind it. Sound familiar? Just wanted to make that clear. Which, by the way, brings it to Donald Trump, the father of the vaccine, the one that sold the world the experimental jabs. where 17 million are now absent because they listened to them. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, just got my MyWar DVD and comic book, and wow. The first disc is as powerful as every live show I listen to. Bradley speaks truth straight to your core that motivates your soul to want to take back this nation.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty. Okay, so let's, again, I had to highlight that just to show you who's responsible for all of the stuff that comes down on the American people. It's all perpetrated. It's all perpetrated. Politicians corrupt, working hand in glove with the mainstream media to bring about the next crisis that you better blindly get behind. Here, Americans, I said this at the event on Tuesday in Minnesota. Americans, you need to learn to say no. No. And isn't it interesting? We're under attack by all these unforeseen enemies. And at the same time, when you stop and you think about who's responsible for it, it's the very people that are trying to wield control over us to enslave us. And that only happens through ignorance. Again, Hosea 4:6. These are the people that are telling you, you better get behind him and take the shot or else you're going to die. In spite of the facts, okay, so that brings us right here. The vaccines that saved us from COVID are now being used to beat cancer. Matter of fact, the opposite is true. There's a turbo cancer that's been found inside of these said experimental jabs. So Donald Trump is merely reading off a teleprompter untruths. Okay, anybody... I don't know anybody that's still going along with this vaccine thing. Matter of fact, even people that believed it at first, they now know different because they've lost family members. I believe that you can go to almost any family that you now know, and you're going to find out somebody died that is taking the experimental jab. That's right in our own backyard. Your government did that. Your government, Americans, did that. And they still haven't been held accountable. Matter of fact, the CDC, the criminal CDC, is still trying to push these shots on kids in public schools. I believe back in the 60s, there was 2 shots that were required. I believe they're up to 60 that are now, they're trying to mandate. Did you know that? And they're going to be 120. And there's going to be nobody left because the people didn't realize they were the responsible party for allowing corruption, either to stop them in their tracks and hold them accountable, or else they were going to undo you and your existence on this planet. Well, that's up to you, right? I want you to see this. In spite of what Donald Trump said, even with the lowest distribution in 2023, COVID vaccines, as they're sold to me and you, are still the deadliest vaccines, accounting for 70% of all vaccine deaths. Donald Trump's taking credit for all that. I want you to think about the fact that Americans, this is the guy they're trying to push back into the people's White House. You have 1,000 other presidential candidates, and you're only told about Joe Biden and Donald Trump. I'm going to keep shouting it out, okay? We all know Bill Gates wants to depopulate the planet. He's the one that's behind this. Now, somehow or another, he's become an elected representative in the face of the people. Not. He's invested into vaccines is what he's done. He's a sick devil that needs to be lawfully dealt with, and he needs to face his judge by the people. We can end this together. We bring justice. Isaiah 26, verse 9. Isaiah 51, verse 4. Yes, in that order. Okay, and it's also interesting to note that he somehow has become an elected representative for the world now, and somehow or another he's also become a noted and a respected doctor. Not, but that's where he's put himself. Why? Because of all the politicians that have sold out to his money, right? Most already know the truth of the matter when it comes to these genocidal jabs, especially making distinction from those that took the experimental jabs, the adverse side effects, or even death, and those that did not. Those that didn't take the shot have no problems. And this is all the proof that one needs to know the difference, regardless of those who are driving the propaganda narrative or not. Folks, do you realize that on the mainstream, when you go to Google, when you say anything in contrast to the narrative concerning the propaganda narrative for these vaccinations, do you know that all, literally all of the outlets are there trying to defend Big Pharma? How could it be otherwise? They're the ones that have been conspirators. These are the ones that are accomplices in attempting to cover up for the crimes of those that sold you these experimental jabs. You're in a really bad position when you allow this to happen, Americans, okay? Now, despite the facts, the con man that the Mockingbird media is doing their best to drive back into the people's house, Donald Trump, I didn't say this, he did. The self-proclaimed father of the vaccine, who had the brazen audacity to recently come out and make false claims concerning the pandemic, which, in fact, he initiated. Okay? Trump makes shocking statement. This is according to VigilantNews.com. Listen carefully. This is Donald Trump. This is the guy they're trying to put back into the office. Okay? The pandemic no longer controls our lives. He said, the vaccines that saved us from COVID are now being used to beat cancer, turning setback into comeback. Anybody offended? You know, when he's out there on the campaign trail, I said this during the first hour, he tells people to go out and get the shot. I think he quit doing that some time ago because the people booed him. See, folks, no matter what, they keep driving the same narrative until everybody else just succumbs to it, or until nobody succumbs to it. I believe we're at the point where nobody believes it anymore, but they still tolerate and suffer these unjust abuses. The pandemic no longer controls our life. Just think about this. So at one point then, you're saying that the pandemic controlled our lives. Do you see how many things that the CDC has now come out and acknowledged now to the truth of the matter? Concerning all of those doctors that trying to warn us about what this was all about and what was really in the experimental jabs. Do you know that they now reverted back to the fact that the coronavirus is a flu virus? Isn't that what all those doctors said? Yep. They were the ones that embellished it. They were the ones, the mainstream media, the CDC, the NIH, the WHO, are the ones that blew it up to be what it never was. 99.997 self-recovery rate, and they blew it up to you better get a shot or else you're going to die. Listen, you better get a shot or else you're not going to go to that concert. You better get a shot or you're not going to have the keys to the city. You better get the shot or you're not getting on the airplane. You better get a shot or else you're going to lose your job. You know what's crazy about that? They never had the authority. They never had the authority. 1-866-582-9933. I want you to see this because this is what the media doesn't want you to see. And I'm just going to, you're going to be able to see this to scroll it because this is a sample of the comments for those not on Truth Social. In other words, when Donald Trump said this, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, here comes the comments from the American people calling Trump out. I'm letting it scroll right now. They're all negative comments. Wrong. You were lied to. Okay. They're still trying to, in some cases, defend Donald Trump. Okay. They're acting as if Donald Trump isn't the one. Hey, wait a second. I just want to say to all of you worshipers really quick of Donald Trump. Donald Trump is the president of the United States of America, corporate America. Put that up against 1871. If you want to take it for what it is, he's fully responsible. As a matter of fact, Donald Trump said he was responsible. He was the one that saved so many lives. I'm the father of the vaccine. Every one of them are negative. Every single one of them. Calling him out for who he is. Some are still saying, man, I love you, Trump, but you're wrong on this one. See, some are saying vaccines cause the cancer. And I'll tell you what, this hits home because everybody has experienced somebody dying from the shot. I haven't. I have not. I've known people, but that's it. Okay, I know families who lost people, but the circle of people that I'm around said absolutely no way. And I'm talking across the country. No way. You know, isn't it interesting that Donald Trump came out and said that the vaccine saved from COVID, he's responsible for that? Isn't that just crazy? How many doctors that were censored? How many doctors that were suppressed? How many doctors that were murdered, in fact, during the pandemic that were telling the American people that this was a genocide? Isn't it interesting how many were willing to tell you, but yet some reason or another, big tech companies didn't want you to hear their voice? Do I need to tell you anything else as to who's responsible for what's going on here? Hey, folks, freedom of speech entails if there's a misunderstanding or they don't quite get it, or they're blatantly lying or blatantly telling the truth. That applies to those. Now, when they mean to advocate for a crime, freedom of speech does not cover that. That's why they had to shut everybody down. Now, folks, I want you to hang on 1 second because I want to show you one more thing before we're done with the show, okay?
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.